What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house?
You sure got me there. I'm not much of a carpenter. But you like a wooden building, like this house, like the woods go up and down like this, siding.
Siding. What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs.
On the porch, or some people say veranda, but
we
always say porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Stoop.
And what do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Barnyard.
What do you call a wall or fence made of rocks or stone?
Well, we have a block fence down inside of our house here, which you call it. Made out of blocks.
Uh-huh.
We've just called it a block fence.
Block
I don't
fence.
Know where that.
Okay.
That's what
let's see. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Well, I've never lived on a farm and anything, and I don't know unless you call it a milk bucket.
Okay. What would you call the same thing made out of metal?
Well, it would still be a milk bucket.
Okay.
Made out of.
Fine. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
I call it frying pans. Some people call them spiders.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what that's.
Well, that's fine. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing that you can turn the water off and on?
Faucet.
What do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Well, I still would call it a faucet.
Okay. What do you call the same kind of thing out in the yard that water comes out of?
I call it a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A bag, sack, paper bag.
Okay, any particular kind of bag or
more or less a paper bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potato would come in a.
It would be more of a sack paper sack, wouldn't it?
Okay, it's made out of loosely woven cloth.
Oh, like potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Come in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just call it I still call it a sack, but it
mm-hmm.
would be most of the open weave, you know,
mm-hmm.
where they don't spoil so
okay, no
so
particular
easy.
Kind of a sack, though, just a sack.
I could run in there and look at the name on
it. Well, some people, you know, might say gunny sack or croaker sack or something
cool.
like that, you know.
Well,
you know, mm-hmm. if you just call it sack, it's fine. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
No. A harp.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked?
Well, that's, juice harp.
Is it? Fine.
Juice harp. It's a long time.